Hello, my name is Maddie.
And I'm Connor, but we're better known as Shay's older siblings. He's kind of overshadowed us the last couple of years.
And we're okay with that. In fact, we're thrilled. That's because of the person Shay is and the young man he has become.
Shay, you've come a long way since you're that little boy running through the grocery store wearing only a Batman cape.
You may be younger than us, but you are the true trailblazer of our family. We have learned so much from watching your journey through FFA.
And you know, we've always been amazed with Shay's confidence and his charisma, but his sense of servant leadership is what has really impressed me and us the most.
You've officially traded in your Batman cape for cowboy boots, and we could not be more proud.
And we can't wait to see the next trail that you blaze.
We love you, Shay.
My name is William, and I'm from Florida, and as you know, Shay is from Oregon. We met way back in 2016 when we were both serving our respective associations, and I can honestly tell you that Shay is one of my best friends. I can also tell you that I can probably only count the number of times we've been together on just two hands. Despite that, Shay and I might not talk every day and not even every week, but every time we do pick up that phone and talk, we pick up exactly where we left off. I'm proud to be your friend, Shay, and I'm lucky to call you mine, and this organization has been lucky to have you for this past year. We'd like to introduce you to their brother and my friend Shay Booster as he delivers his retiring address.
Here comes the
y'all don't really worry like that.
Yeah.
Y'all don't really worry like that.
Yeah.
Here comes the boom.
Here comes the
boom.
Here comes the
y'all don't really.
Today was terrible, Dad. I got made fun of for being small again. They asked me if the weather was different down here because I'm that short. Isn't that mean? I'm really sorry to hear that, buddy. I got a song you might like, though.
Well, it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city.
Alan Jackson? All right, nice, I guess. Well, Dad, they're at it again. Today, they asked me what I have in common with a dwarf. With a dwarf? Their answer? Very little. That's not even funny. Dad, why are they doing that? I'm sorry to hear that, buddy. I got a song, makes me think you might like it.
Well, it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city.
Alan Jackson again? You know there's Michael Jackson? No? Okay, fine. Well, Dad, they're at it again. You want to know what they told me today? You want to know? Of course you want to know. This is the best part of your day. This is the best part of his day. Today, they told me that my last name's Booster because I always need this booster seat. Like, that's not real original, guys. I mean, Dad, I'm almost 13. I'm almost out of this thing. Why are they picking on me, Dad? I'm great. Why are they picking on me? Why are they going after me? There's so many people they could be going after. Why are they choosing to go after me? I really don't understand. Why that is.
But it's all right to be a little.
Dad, I'm trying to complain here, and you're going to start playing music? Really? You're going to... Wait. Is this Alan Jackson again? Dude, what is going on? For the love of St. Nick, Dad, there are a bajillion songs out there. Is the CD skipping? Is it the only one we own? Are you okay? Is this a man crush on Alan Jackson? A midlife crisis? Do I need to check you into home? Do I need to check him into home? I've never checked anyone into home. Is it time, Dad? Are you all right? Chill out, dude. I'm doing fine. You're not. Have you checked yourself lately? All right, old man, fine. I'll just sit here in silence. Silent treatment. I win. Later that night, my dad and my mom sat me down to talk about my situation. You know, it started with how they cared for me and all that gross feeling stuff. And then the conversation shifted. Shay, we know that you love soccer. But you either need to toughen up and go for it, regardless of what the other kids say, or be done with it. It's okay to be small, Shay. It's just not okay for you to make yourself out to be a victim all the time. And frankly, I didn't want to hear that. I was ready to talk about my feelings before I was told that. Like, what the heck? What are you talking about? But you know what? I just wanted to complain. I wanted to feel righteous in my self-pity. But they were right. And in time, it sank in. It's all right to be a little bitty. My dad, dang him, had been sending me the same message for days. I guess they just couldn't take my complaining anymore. Something had to change. I'd have to take responsibility for my life and the cards I've been dealt and work harder for what I wanted. I couldn't let my teammates dictate how I felt because of their offensive comments or put-downs. I'd have to show them I was powerful. I'd have to show them what I was really made of. So the next day, I woke up early. I brushed my teeth. You're welcome, Mom. I tied my shoes by myself, and I was ready to show them just how strong I was. And then I quit. Yeah, I hear you laughing, dude. Come on. I quit. Totally anticlimactic, but y'all, I was trapped in my own mind. I gotta get that out of my ear. It's like ringing. I was trapped in my own mind. I had romanticized the idea of being a victim and came to believe that my why me mindset was the right one. It was the attitude and the identity I was choosing over and over and over again. That's what I was choosing. But come on, in my mind, I was doing nothing wrong, so why would I change my behavior? I now know that that whole thought process was invalid. This year, I've traveled over 100,000 miles. I've changed time zones 113 times. So if you're asleep on me and blaming jet lag, I don't believe you. I don't believe in it. All these travels have let me see a lot of incredible things. Everywhere is so different. The people are different. The stories are different. The food is different. I mean, New Mexico, where are the New Mexico people at? These crazy people put fried eggs on their enchiladas, and it's a game changer. They single-handedly ruined Mexican food for me. It's that good. But all these differences, I've noticed some similarities. One thing that sticks out to me is a lot of people think. You know, they don't just think. They convince themselves that they're victims. Their mind pulsates with the phrase, why me? You know, more people today think that they're victims than ever before. Now, before you feel victimized by that statement, this is a fact. I looked into it. Our society and the people within it are twice as likely to use the term victim today than we did in the 1940s during the height of the Holocaust. We're victims today because somebody disagrees with the belief we have. We're victims today because we order coffee at a drive-thru, spill it on ourselves, then sue McDonald's for $2 million. We're victims today because we go through Chick-fil-A, and I love Chick-fil-A. There's only two in my state, so when I go, my order's got to be right. When I go to Chick-fil-A and I order a sandwich with no pickles, and they leave pickles on my sandwich. Pickles! How dare them? How dare them? How dare us? We're the ones being ridiculous. Now, before I go any further, it's important that I make this as clear as possible. There are horrible and heinous things happening to people on a daily basis. Those who are experiencing oppression, who are in abusive relationships, those who are being bullied so relentlessly and so maliciously that they're contemplating if their life is even worth living, those who cannot escape the cruelties and the injustices being hurled at them, they are real victims. If you are here today or you're watching this at home and you're experiencing one of these situations, please know there are outlets for your assistance. And I encourage you to get the help that you need and the help that you deserve. But also, please know that I'm here for you. We are here for you, and that you are supported. For, you know, today we're talking about something entirely different, other than the real victims. We're talking about the why me victims, the victims that choose to be a victim, like I was on my soccer team. We're talking about the people that are only concerned with themselves. The world is out to get me. I'm the center of this universe, and everyone should be treating me as such. Those are why me victims. You may be the biggest guy on the block. Forget I'm short. You might be the biggest guy on the block. I'm also can't jump. You might be the biggest guy on the block, but I bet there are little bitty moments that are getting to you too. Moments you're choosing to be a why me victim. Now, I'm not downplaying anything that you're going through, and I'm not minimalizing the struggles you're facing. All I'm saying is, Life isn't going to be completely catered to our every whim and desire, and that's okay, because that's life. But if we want to live a happier life, we have to make the conscious decision to defy the urge to live the why me life. I was in Texas earlier this year. While I was in Texas, I was facilitating a workshop at their state leadership conference. Now, SLC, part of my workshop is an activity I call the blind artist, where I blindfold one student and give them a task of drawing something on a whiteboard while the rest of the class guesses what it is. Now, part of my job description is literally to encourage people, to inspire people, to make them feel like they're capable of anything. Nowhere in my job description does it ask me to lie, so I'm not going to. These drawings were rough. Like, even to modern art standards, they were bad. I'll give you a couple examples. Shrek. Shrek ended up looking like Squidward's house, but with ears of corn for ears. And my man Batman, you heard it. I love Batman. He's my favorite. They did him dirty, all right? Batman looked like he got tossed into a blender and then reassembled by my 3-year-old niece. It was rough. And very fitting to the situation, the students also struggled with explaining why the activity was hard. Their discussion followed a pattern similar to this. I don't know why you'd expect perfection out of me. I was blindfolded. You wouldn't expect somebody blind to draw perfectly, or it's not my fault I was blind. That's when faith chimed in. They know about faith. Faith is awesome. Faith said, that's my life every day. I've just learned to work harder for what I want, knowing that I'm not going to be perfect. If you look closely at the picture of Faith and I, you'll notice Prim, her service dog, standing between us. Faith is legally blind, but from my experience with her, she's never let that slow her down. If Faith were to use her blindness as a crutch, she could be and probably would be living a completely different, less extraordinary life than Faith is right now. But she chooses not to ask why me, and Faith refuses to be a victim that's constantly offended by others. Y'all, Captain Insensitivity here, I ran an activity called the Blind Artist with a blind girl in the room. And it didn't even faze her. After the workshop, I went up to Faith. I said, I'm really sorry if that was insensitive or put you in a sticky situation. She laughed at me and said, Shay, did you see me in there? I didn't even bat an eye. Y'all, faith is awesome. Faith changed my life that day. Faith taught me that victimhood is a choice. Victimhood is a choice. She not only chose not to be a victim, but she took the opportunity to change all of our perspectives, and that's when she changed my life. By not choosing to be a victim, Faith chose to be a leader. The cards have been stacked against her from the beginning, yet she's taken responsibility for her life and the situation she's in. She makes the most of them. A lesser human being would ask, why me? A lesser human being would play that victim card. Faith, who's sitting right there, refuses to play the victim card. If Faith refuses to play the victim card, and she has every right to, then why do we? Oh yeah, this just turned. Why do we? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that we do. Because I think we see virtue in victimhood, at least a little bit. We want people to give us attention. We want people to go out of their way to make our lives better. We want more, we want more, we want more. But we're not willing to work for it. So instead, we just blame anybody and their mother for not giving it to us. When it's not anyone else's fault, and it's certainly not their mom's, it's on us. So let's take a moment and be real with ourselves. Is there a place in our life we're asking why me? Or an area in our lives we're choosing to be a victim? If we are, we have to stop. Because when we choose to be a why me victim, we choose to give up our power. We choose to lose our power. Now, by definition, victims, they don't have power. Someone has taken advantage of them and stripped them of their power. But we're not talking about real victims today. We're talking about the why me victims, the victims that willingly give their power away. By claiming to be a why me victim, we negate our own requirement to own our lives. There is no power in choosing to be a why me victim. So if we make that choice and we give up our power, then we have to rely on something else. Do you know what why me victims rely on? Because they've chosen to give their power away? Satisfaction. I didn't even know that was a word. But it turns out it's the combination of two words that should have nothing to do with each other. Sad plus satisfaction. It means the triumph of being wronged by others. We feel triumphant when somebody wrongs us. We feel satisfied giving our power away because we get a claim that we didn't have a choice. But we now know that we do have a choice. All we get when we live in a constant cycle of choosing to be a victim is powerlessness. Victimhood is a choice to give away our power. But if we can choose to be a victim and to give that power up, then we can choose not to be a victim. We can choose to keep that power. Now, I don't know everyone's story, and I'm not going to pretend like I do. But if you're like me, at some point in life, you've made the choice to be a why me victim. I don't know why we're making those decisions. Thinking about it now, I don't want to be a why me victim. Why me victims aren't scoring goals. They're not helping their team win games. They're not thinking of others first. Why me victims aren't leaders. Why me victims aren't impacting their peers. They're not influencing their communities. They're not helping others see how great life really is. Why me victims aren't leaders. What situations in your life are you playing the why me victim? Maybe you ran for an office and didn't get elected. A why me victim claims that they didn't get elected because of a fluke or because of favoritism. A leader chooses to look at themselves and improve before the next election cycle. A why me victim petitions their school to change their grade based on how they feel. A leader spends the time necessary in the library to get the grade that they want. A why me victim complains about aging because he can't pick up girls on Tinder. Wait for it. This is real. I wish more than anything this wasn't real. But a victim complains about aging. A leader takes advantage of eating dinner at 4 p.m. on a Wednesday with a discount, and maybe they join my grandpa. These are just a few situations, a few instances, a few examples. Some are absolutely ridiculous, while others, maybe we can more identify with them. But regardless, in any situation we're presented with in life, we have the ability to choose. The question is, and the decision is, what will you choose? Victim or leader?
My name is Gerald Rosales. I'm from Baker Faith Chapter in Baker City, Oregon. My parents came to America to better the future of themselves and better the future of their children, as of me. My parents have taught me to use my second language as a strength and not feel victimized because of it. Yeah. You know, us second language speakers have trouble to think our mind while using two mindsets, one in English and one in our second language. We cannot feel victimized of using this. So neither can you.
Hello, Doug Trish, Central Lafourche High School agri-science teacher, Raceland, Louisiana. Living in South Louisiana, our communities are affected by many natural disasters. Collecting and distributing needed supplies with my students has not only given me the humility to be thankful for what I have, but has allowed me to become a better man and leader. Booyah!
These are just a few of the people I've met that strive to lead in different ways. Harvey Tekalakud from Hawaii, Marco Cisneros from North Carolina, and my man, Mr. Jaron Terry from the Crestridge FFA chapter in Missouri, all strive to be leaders, not victims. This room is full of people that want to be leaders. This room is our spectrum. Now, if you had to identify where you are on this line, where would you be? Which direction are you heading? Someone stuck in a why me victim mentality is headed further towards being a victim. But somebody ready to impact and lead and serve others, they're headed towards being a leader. Where are you right now? Which direction are you heading? Most importantly, where do you want to end? It all comes down to a lone difference, a single choice. A victim says, I can't. A leader says, I can. A victim relinquishes their responsibility instead of owning their ability to lead. A leader doesn't succumb to ridiculous fallacies, and they don't pursue victimhood. If at any point things aren't going your way, take a step back. Think to yourself for 1 minute, what's on me? What am I responsible for? Am I asking why me too often? Do I need to admit that I'm being ridiculous? In those moments, remember this. Victimhood is a choice to give away our power instead of owning our ability to lead. Victimhood is a choice to give away your power instead of owning your ability to lead. We only become why me victims when we choose it. So let's not choose it. By being in this organization, by being a member of the National FFA organization, you are making the choice to be a leader, not a victim. Leadership is a choice to give our power to ourselves and others instead of surrendering to victimhood. My fellow members, I know life is hard. I get it. I didn't ask to be the shortest guy on the field. Faith, she didn't ask to be blind. We didn't ask the world to challenge us and test us with hard times. But those challenges, those tests, those hard times give us an opportunity to demonstrate our real power. And we demonstrate that real power when we defy the urge to ask, why me? And instead of complaining about the cards we've been dealt in life, we lead with them. If we don't, we'd have to admit we're being ridiculous. Too many people in our society today make the wrong decisions. But I've seen the pride that you have when you zip up your jacket. I know the impact that y'all are having on your communities. And I'm confident in the future because FFA members choose to be leaders, not victims. Too many people in our society are making the wrong decisions. Day in and day out, they're making the wrong choices. But their decisions don't define ours. We get to make our own choices. We have the power to make our own decisions. So y'all, let's just choose better. Thank you.
But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Little bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bug.